what do you want to say?
But then, this is, I know it's off base, but then the shvius that you have, 2,000 amos, is it really takara d'rabbanan?
It's a takara d'rabbanan, but ikara d'oraisa. Right. And therefore more machmir in it than an eruv chatzeret, so just no ikara d'oraisa. Eruv chatzeret is no ikara d'oraisa.
Okay.
So we're more mekel and spekos and eruvin than we are in
spekos. I understand. But so the tchum shabbos, though, what's the basis for the takara d'rabbanan to establish, I guess maybe it's not takara d'rabbanan. Maybe the fact that you put your meal down at 2,000 amos away from your normal shvisa, so that's even midaraisa you've established?
No. Midaraisa you don't need to establish, because midaraisa you have 12,000 mil from where you were, and this is only giving you a maximum of 4,000 amos.
12,000
mil? 24,000 amos.
Okay. 12 mil. All right. So that's where it ties in. Okay, now I'll fix it. All right.
Halacha vav. I give him a base. A tzvi shenichnas lebayis, a deer which entered into a house. Nol echav v'farav, one person locked the door in front of it. Chayev. Inol ushti, he's liable for tzad, for hunting. Inol ushnayim, if two people locked the door, p'turin, they're both exempt. Lo yachol echad min, because the shnayim shasua, two people did a malacha, they're both exempt. If it's a very heavy door and one person cannot lock it, you need two people to lock it. No, shnayim chayav, and they're both chayav, Rabbi Shimon, because we learned that shnayim shasu is only potter when zayochel. Each one could have done it on his own. Rabbi Shimon exempts the two because he holds that shnayim shasu is potter regardless of whether they could have done it on their own or not. It's always an exemption. Basosa says Gemara, when you do a malacha, when you do a malacha, an individual does malachas, chayev, shnayim, shlosha shasu, two or three people did a malacha, but two of them are exempt. If one of them was healthy, and the other one was ill, and nol hachole kol tzarko, the ill one did as much malach as he possibly could in the locking. The lo nol habori kol tzarko, however, the well one did not do as much as he possibly could. Hachol chayev, the chol is liable to chatas because he was a zayin or yochol. He couldn't have done it on his own, and he did as much as he possibly could. Right, therefore he's chayev. Vabari, the well person, is potter because he was a zayin yochol. Right, he could have done it on his own, yet he had the other person participate with him, and therefore he's chayev. He's potter. Okay. If it's potter because he did sure because he was a zayin yochol, so the zayin yochol is chayev. The zayin yochol is potter. Rabbi Yosef Moshem Rav Chuno said a fascinating thing. Hayatzvi, and the Ritva says the Bavli argues on this. Hayatzvi Ratz Kedarko, if a deer was running its normal fashion, and it ran into a house, Niskavin Lino Badov, and you had intended to close the door for yourself, Vino Badov Adatzvi, and you locked it for yourself and for the deer as well, Mutzer, that's permissible. Now, perhaps this is the source of the Achronim who say the Psik Resha, the Yerushalmi doesn't hold the Psik Resha, the Nichole. Because here it's a Psik, but the truth is one could be Michalik, but here you see, he wants the deer, right? He wants the deer, yet nonetheless, he's allowed to lock the door on himself, as long as it's intended for himself, despite the fact that the deer is getting trapped at the same time with the same action.
How do you know that he wants
a deer? Because Shami's not mechalik. Shami doesn't draw any distinction. I mean, you're right, it's not explicit, but it's assumed that there's no distinction. You take a look at the next couple of cases, you'll see it's pretty clear as well. Yosher Abu Mishem Rav Chuna said, Ra tinok me babea benar. You saw a child bouncing up and down in the river. Niskavin laloso, and you had a mind to take him out of the water. Ulahalos nachil shodagimimo. While you're doing that, you also say taking a... And Nachil is like a group, a school, a fish with it, right? It's mutter. So there too, obviously you're being tzad at the same time that you're saving the kid. And nonetheless, it's mutter.
Yeah, but you weren't intending to get out the fish. You wanted to get
sure you were. Niskavin. Niskavin la loso ula halos. Before it didn't say Niskaven Lino Badov Adatzvi, but here it's much clearer because here it says you were mechayvin for both for him and for the fish, right? Rabbi Yisrael Rabun Mashem Rabbi Chuna said in another case, Hayim Efakech Begal, you were trying to save someone from an avalanche. Niskaven Alos Yanimai to take a person out of the avalanche, and Ulav Tzor Shuzuim at the same time you took up a bundle of gold coins. But mutter, that's mutter as well. Okay.
Why do you need the third case?
Good question. I'll come back to that in a few minutes. So maybe this is true that this is a case of psik resha the nichle, but I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Psik resha the nichle really is a case where I have in mind to do something completely mutter, and I have in mind to do something which seems to be mutter, but it entails in it. How should I put this? Let me start that over again. The truth is that this is more of a case of the Ushami probably regards as being more of a case of misasik, because my kavan is to do the davar heter, and it happens to me I also get a davar iser as well. This is a new form of misasik, really. It's not psikresha, because psikresha is a case where I intend to do the malacha for the purpose of the malacha. For example, I intend to go to the chicken's head to get the head. Just I say, yeah, but the Isur Shabbos I didn't want to transgress. Right? I didn't want to transgress the Isur Shabbos of what? Of killing the animal. But here, really, this is a new form of misasik. Now, it could be the Bavli, again, the Ritva says the Bavli doesn't agree with this form of misasik. I have two kavanos in doing the malacha, one of which is hetu, one of which is iser. In that case, do I look at the malacha as being defined by the hetu purpose or by the iser purpose? So if it's being defined by the hetu purpose, of course, it's mutter. If it's defined by the iser purpose, of course, it's aser. Chayev, even, right? So the Yerushalmi is saying that in this case, it's considered to be, again, I'm saying it's a form of misasik, and therefore it's mutter. Okay? I think that's I think that's the case. I'm not sure. I didn't look around actually to see if the if somebody speaks about that explicitly. If anything, it would be in the back. No, what do you say, Rav Meir?
Why would the Bible be colored?
I don't remember what the Ritva's riot that it disagreed was. Probably just by virtue of the fact that it's not brought down anywhere. That's what I would assume.
But I mean, there's a chasarn of
he brings down part of the. He brings down the back. He brings down part of the Ritva, but not the whole thing. He also is medayik, Doctor Sindel's diuk. That says doesn't say niskav in the first case. Says niskav in the second case.
But I got the impression from the words that
it wasn't niskav. He does note that. Okay, says the Mishnah further. I'll come back to your question in a moment. Yerushalva Echad al Pesach. If somebody sat on the opening to a doorway, Velo Milo, and there was obviously a deer being caught inside the door, something of that sort, and he didn't completely fill it. Yashav Hashem Milo, and the second guy sat down, and he completely filled the rest of the opening. Hashem Yichayev, the second guy is Chayev, not the first guy. Yashav Rishon Pesel Milo, the first guy ever sat on the opening, and he filled it. Vashani Yashalov, but seeing the second guy came and happened to sit next to him. Apisha Omar Arishan Volaklo, even though the first guy then walks away, Arishan Chai, because he initiated the hunting or the capturing, Vashani Patan, the second guy is exempt. Mazadoyma, what it's like to know Beso, Lushomro. If somebody locks his house in order to guard his house, right? V'nimtza tzvi shomer b'socho, and the deer it happens to be inside of it, which is coincidental, was not his intent at all. Okay, so
that's different than
it must be
that.
That's why it had to be that at the first case, right? Because that Mishnah exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now, the godless of Lieberman is manifest in the next Gemara. Okay? He said, all the reporters have very big difficulty explaining the next Gemara. What it's going on. Rav Simi bar Boi, Mao Litin Lifnei Mizonos, can you put in front of them food? In front of who? Right? So the Corbeil says in front of the deer which went into your house, and the Moshe says something similar, but nobody exactly is clear how. The question seems difficult. What is Lifnei Hen? If it's talking about the deer, just say Lefanov, right? What's Lifnei Hen? So Lieberman says there are three questions the Gemara is going to ask. He says the halacha zayin here is a mistake. This is really all part of halacha vav. And he says the three questions the Gemara is about to ask in this halacha pertain directly to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara had the case of the deer, the case of the fish, and the case of the gold. So the Gemara is now going to ask three questions on that. The first question is when you capture the fish, can you put in front of the fish food? The next question is going to be when you find the gold, can you cover the gold with a cover? And the third question is going to be on the deer. If you catch it, if you have the deer inside your house, can you now tie it down with a rope so it doesn't move around? Okay? Now, let's see how that word plays itself out. Rav Simbo, Mauli Tin Lifnei Mizonos. Well, can you put in front of the fish food? Yevo, let's say concerning this. Yehebo, Kaiditzinia, come on, tell me, like we learned over there. Einos Tin Mai Lifnei Advoirim, we're not allowed to put water in front of bees. Lifnei Yonim Shebeshoivach, nor in front of doves in the dovecot. Sheinos Tin Takona, you're not allowed to rectify Dove Sheinom in a Mukhotsoy, which wasn't prepared before Shabbos. Vachachin. And here too is the same thing. In other words, the fish are not yours for your Shabbos. You're not allowed to feed them. Rabbi Simi bo mal lich basal of clear. Rabbi Simi asks, is it permissible, again, according to the way Lieberman is learning, to put a cover on the gold, right, in order to prevent other people from coming and taking it? Okay, let's take a turn this. Like that, Rabbi Shim Rabbi Yanai, ani lo shamati mi abba. I didn't hear this from my father. Achoisi omar li mishmo. First reason we have four women to learn Daf Yomi. We've had about 1,010 not to learn Daf Yomi, but here we actually have a woman saying that halacha.
Okay.
My sister said, "Don't mean his name." Beitzah shenol de biyontif, an egg which was laid on yontif. Some chila kli yushalotis kushil shalotis kalgo. You're allowed to put next to it something else, right? In order to that it shouldn't roll. However, avol ain kofin olay kli, but one is not allowed to put another vessel on top of it because now it's a safeguard muktzah. That's not permissible. I guess to prevent it from rolling, to prevent somebody else from getting damaged or somebody else from getting damaged, that's okay. But for the specific purpose of the muktzah, to move something, one is not allowed to do that, and therefore one would not be allowed to move a vessel to place on top of the gold. Rabbi Simi asked Malik or Shabbacheva, once the deer is inside your house, can you tie it with a rope? Yeva kei dam Rav Shimon Lozer. Concerning this, like Rav Shimon Lozer said, dam Rav Shimon Lozer, mutar lishtame shal tzidei behema b'Shabbos. One is allowed to use the sides of an animal on Shabbos. Heats tzidei behema, heats tzidei ilon. Why? Because the same thing is true both about the side of a tree and the side of an animal. And if you're allowed to use the side of a behema, then you're allowed to tie it as well. However, if you're not allowed to use the side of the animal, also you're not allowed to tie it. And if I recall correctly, Paskin, that studim are also tzidet studim are mutter, right? So therefore, one would not be allowed to tie the deer to the deer inside your house once it's inside your house. Because it's being mishtamish b'behema. So again, this really works out very, very nicely that this whole Gemara is going back to the previous Gemara, and there are three questions which pertain to the three issues over there. What did you want to ask before? No.
Yeah, why the gold issue was also, the case of that was told right after the fish.
Yeah.
Because it's the same, seems like the same situation.
Right.
You're saving someone's life, and you're, yeah, at the same time, you're taking out something, whether it's the fish or the
gold. Right. Right.
So now, but you've answered it. Or at least
I thought I did, but how did I?
Well, there's a question posed in the Gemara. Well, it is, you need it for the case of, can you tie it to Kofel of Kli? Kofel of Kli is
if a motzer, that would be the gold.
Right, so all these things, I guess, are all brought down here together because we have similar questions about all three of them. What is mutter to do with them after you've actually gotten them out of the hole or the place where they were?
One's feeding the fish and the other is
saving the gold, right, preserving the gold, and the other is preserving the deer. So they're all similar. Okay, Hajjal of Perak Ori. New Perak. Shmara Shvatim Morim B'Torah, the eight rodents mentioned in the Torah, Ad Sodon V'Chol Ben, if you hunt them and you're chovah on them. Now chovah on them here means make an internal wound, not an external wound. You make an internal wound in them. Now it's and then it bleeds internally and it dyes the skin of these animals on the inside, right? The skin becomes turns black and blue. Any other creepy crawly things, that means exempt. Why is that? Because they have no skin and there's nothing to be dyed. Okay, their skin, their flesh are considered the same. If you capture them for necessary purpose, you're chayv. If you capture them for no necessary purpose, then you're potter. That's also the rabbanim, but potter. So if you have a bird or a domesticated animal, right? Bishusa means you already have them in your confines. How sudden potter and you hunted them down your potter because they're already confined in your area. But cholbenim, somebody damages them, they're chayv. Okay, why the chayv of them chayv? Because chobo makes a difference if it's domesticated, not domesticated, hunted, not hunted, regardless, not hunted.
So if you have a dog and the dog has a cage, so you don't see your house and you tell them that's not.
Yeah, it'd be okay. That's right. Okay, Rabbi Zvika Hashem, it should be Rabbi Yami, not Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Hashem Rabbi Yami said, "Nispagam Rabbi Yochanan Reishlag Shimon Lokesh." Rabbi Yochanan Reishlag said, "Machlokes Chadam Adivya Kol." So one said, "Our mission is according to everybody." The Chadam Ar Machlokes, and the other said, "So Machlokes and our mission, as we will see presently, is only according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri." Vloidi Madam Mardal, Madam Mardal. We don't know who said what. The Rabbanim, let's explain the words of these rabbis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Mimi Leon, from their own words. The Tzinyatan we learned over there. Elu Shechosein Kibsolim, these are those whose hide is like their flesh. Meaning that they're metame like the flesh, that they are, because hides are not metame, only flesh is metame. Also, it's also to eat like the flesh. And there's a third thing, which I forgot. I think the third thing is where it's the rice of the Rabbanan, if I recall correctly. In other words, you're definitely not allowed to eat the flesh. The question is, this is the Rabbanan, this is the Raisa. If it's like, if the flesh, definitely not allowed to eat the hide. The question is, if it's the Rabbanan, the Raisa. If you're not allowed to eat the, if the hide is like meat, so it would be impermissible, the Raisa. If the hide is not like meat, it would be permissible, the Raisa, and impermissible only, the Rabbanan.
Can you use the hide for, let's say, making a glove or a coat?
Yeah, it's not Israel. No, it's Israel Achila. Pig skin is mutter, right? Snake skin. Even your,
I'm talking about the
shreds. No, some say, so certainly the shreds, what's the difference? So what? So is pig skin. It's an avela. If your pig skin is soft enough to become tame, it's tame because of the nevelos, but it's not. Tuma is not Isra the Rabban. Tuma is not Isra Ana. Am I answering your question?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So it says more. So it's a machlokas. Well, we don't know who said what and who said what. So the Tanina Tama, we learned over this, so we're going to explain. These are those whose hides are like their flesh, because their hides are soft. So therefore, they're edible, and they're like flesh. Or Adam, the hide of a person. Vora Chazir Shel Yishuv, and the hide of a domesticated pig. Rabbi Dosimer, Af or Chazir Shabar, also the hide of a wild boar. Yochum Maloshon El Iser Vetuma. Yochum said, when are they the same? In other words, when we say the heart is like the flesh, only vis-a-vis prohibition, mean drabonon, and vis-a-vis tumah, meaning primaka as flesh. Avalilkos, but however, if when push comes to shove for the doraisa and to flog you for having eaten a prohibited substance, or it remains high. Vein lokeh lo mishum nevela. There's no probe. There's no malchus on it because we don't regard it as being nevela. Reshim lokeh shomer mishnah tmima shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught us a perfect mishnah. Vein lesser, vein lokos, vein leduma. Even to get malchus. Now, so it's machlokes here. Whether we say that or is completely like flesh, or is dissimilar to flesh. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's dissimilar, right? And that's why when push comes to shove to give you to flog you the rice, we can't flog you. Rabbi Shlomo Shimon Lakish holds that it's similar, and therefore we can even flog you when eating the hides. So our Mishnah, which says that these rodents have an or which is not kibosar, right? Because that's why there's chavala. Because when you do, if you hold Orasein Kibsoron by the rodents, so then there's nothing to talk about. There's no Tzovea, because they don't have a separate hide distinct from their flesh. And there's no Tzovea, so therefore, you're not going to be Chayim on Shabbos. If you say to a Rishu that you are Chayim on Shabbos, it must be they have a distinct hide from their flesh. Who said they have a distinct hide from their flesh? Rabbi Yochanan. Who said they don't? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So how's Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish going to learn our Mishnah? So he's going to have to learn our Mishnah, which says you're chayiv on chavola for the Shmona Shvatim, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri over there in Chulin, who says that the Shmona Shvatim have or which is distinct from their bosser. Which Rabbi Yochanan says everybody agrees that the or is distinct from the bosser, vis-a-vis Doraisa. Shimon Lakish holds no. Rabbanan don't hold that way. Only Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri holds that way. Okay, and that's what it goes on to say. Mesisim Sayadim, Mesisim Sayadim. One Braisa helps Rabbi Yochanan, the other Braisa helps Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Mesisim Sayad Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Braisa? Which right Rabbi Yochanan says Mesisim, but I think it's a Braisa. But anyway, Mesisim Sayad Rabbi Yochanan. Says Shmona Shrotim Yeshlem Oros. Everybody holds that the eight Shrotim have got Oros. Everybody. That means that even Rabbanan could see that. Om Rabbi Yechanan Benuri, Rabbi Yechanan Benuri says, Lefiro Chani Yomer, because you said that, I say Shmona Shrotim have Yeshlem Oros, they have hides, not just vis-a-vis the Lachos of. The way the Bryce that I was talking about, not just vis-a-vis the halachas of consuming, but also vis-a-vis the halach of tumah. That Rabbi he holds an amakabal tumah. Yochanan ben Nuri says, listen, Rabbanu, you agree to me that they have hides? If you agree to me that they have hides, you have to agree to me that they're not amakabal tumah either. Be that as it may, though, the latter issue, that of tumah, the Maisa, even Rabbanu agree that the hides are distinct from the flesh when it comes to Achila, right?
What about the
common tzoveh? Right. And therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that there would be tzoveh by Shabbos. Precisely the point. Whereas Mestisim Messiah Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the Bryce is right, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It says in that Bryce, Achoyva b'shchotzim, if you do damage to creepy crawly things, rodents. Sorry, if you do damage to rodents, those who have a hide, you're chayiv on them. Means that not all Shmona Shvatim have oros. There's some which do and some which don't. Means that our mission says all Shmona Shvatim have oros. Cannot be going like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Rabbi Yochanan Omer any kol shrotim yesh lam oros. Rabbi Yochanan Ben is the one that says that all the eight shrotim have oros. But Daka Rabbanan argues, so our Mishnah would say so all the eight shrotim have oros, they can't be going like Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bumashem Rab said, or who? This is the height is a valid height. Rabbi Shmuel Shmotzi. Vein loikim olam mishum nevela. One can't get magus because one consumes the nevela. Vasahi kadam Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that.
This is the kash of Rabbi Yochanan.
That I think vis-a-vis tuma. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, vis-a-vis tuma and Israel chila du rabbanan, they got that, but not vis-a-vis the halacha of that which they said that orosein kibsorin is only vis-a-vis Isra and tuma, but not vis-a-vis malchus. In other words, Isra the rabbanan to eat them, and they are mitzdarif l'tuma, but they're not mitzdarif. They should be like if you eat them. So this statement over here of Rav, which says that or huvein loike l'mishum nevela, that it's a height and therefore not loike because the nevela, that's going like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's a height, distinct, and therefore there can be no malchus d'oraisa on the hide. Again, like Rish Lakish said, there's malchus d'oraisa if you consume the hide. So what is the oldest status of the hide is? Hide equals food, right? Self-evident, right? According to so who's the one who can say that, like Rav, that you don't get malchus because of nevela? That must be going like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And again, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish is the way the Rabbanan conceded at this point. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan conceded the point that all Shemona Shvatim have oros, and therefore you're not chayiv on them if you eat them, and therefore you are chayiv them on Shabbos. According to Reish Lakish, no, Rabbanan don't concede the point. They all Shemona Shvatim don't have or, at least not all of them. And therefore our Mishnah says all the Shemona Shvatim get malchus on them because of Tovea, which means that they have a height, can't be going like Rabbanan. Who does that be going like? Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is one who said, I say that all Ishmael Shrotim have oros. Okay? Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, just to sum up one more thing, Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Not whether it's considered to be height or not, for sure it's considered height. The question is, once it's considered height,
I forgot what is machlokas.
Oh, vis-a-vis tuma. That's right. Vis-a-vis tuma. That Rabbanan hold. No. No.
Isn't it a given that it's tuma?
No, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds not that way. That's the exact point, right. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds that Shmona Shrotim are not metame. The oros are not metame because they're not distinct. So.
Well,
that's what the Yochanan Ben Nuri thought. The concept of Shmona Shrotim
as a unique category doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Why do we have so the whole thing of
Shmona Shrotim
doesn't exist?
No, because they're only those
in
Metame any tumor. All the ones that
are
not
Metame
at all.
The other ones are not
Metame
anything at all?
No, they're not even Nevelis. So it's only of all the only rodents which are metame are the eight. The question is whether their hides are like their flesh, but everybody reads those are the only rodents which are metame. The mole, the weasel, the rat, all those things which are the eight shrotim. All the other shrotim are not metame. A snake is not metame. A dead snake is not metame. Okay, because it's not one of the shmona shrotim, if I recall correctly. So, yeah. I'm still not clear. So I really should have made a table of this. Well, let's try one more time outside. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish have an argument whether our Mishnah is like Divrei HaKol Oli Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Our Mishnah says that they have a hide, which of course is necessary in order to be Chayav and Chavola and Shabbos. Without a hide, you can't be Chayav and Chavola. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, everybody holds that way. Both Rabban and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, they got a hide. The question is whether that hide is it all like the flesh or not at all like the flesh? Vis-a-vis Shabbos, everybody reads the hide is not like the flesh, and that's where there is that's where there is tovea. The question is, what about tuma, right? Rabbi Rabbona, or the vis-a-vis tuma, not metame, because The or is not like the bosser. It's a hide. Hide is not matami. Rabbi Chaim says it is matami because vis-a-vis-tuma, the hide is like the bosser. Sufficiently like the bosser vis-a-vis-tuma, right? And also, says ramification that is also Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's no daraisa if you eat, if you consume hide of the etrots, we don't get malchus. Why is that? Because the rice of their hide, and it's a hide considered edible? No. So therefore, you don't get malchus breeding. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Shimon Lakish holds our machlokes mishnah specifically like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is the one who holds that the hides are distinct from the flesh, that they have hides, and therefore you don't get they can't become tame, and you don't get malchus breeding them. Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan hold that there is malchus breeding them, that they are considered to be true true flesh. Therefore, it says Rabbi Shimon Lakish vis-a-vis Shabbos, is there going to be an issur tzoveya? If the hides are flesh, is there going to be an issur of dying? No. Because it's the same. And there's no issur of dying. Very good. That's basically the story. Okay. On we go. Hatzad Zizi. Four lines on the bottom. Somebody hunts down. I don't know if I ever understood that when we did the Bavli. I don't remember what the Bavli says on this. About Shmona Shrotzi. But it's important to know that only. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. But there's an aura. And or is that or is the or has to be distinct from the bosar in order to be a chiyuv tzoveh. Okay, at tzad zizim, somebody who I should amplify that just at least a tad, which is that we also possibly that like that halacha ma'aseh there's no tzoveh ba'ochlin. There is a sheet, I think, which is machmir. But generally speaking, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to make tea on Shabbos, right? Because you're being tzoveh the water, right? You wouldn't be allowed to put food coloring and your or anything in your any type of food coloring in any food on Shabbos, etc., etc. But we paskin ain't tzoveh ba'ochlin, which is why the meat has no tzoveh. What therefore, in order to be chayav tzoveh, what do you have to say about the hide? That the hide is not flesh. Because if we're flesh, there'd be no din tzvia. It's only din tzvia if you hold it's distinct. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Atzad zizim. Some yihant zizim. Some sort of insect. Worm. Zuvin. Flies. Hanzin. Some other type, Rashi says, the Carmenator says, wasps or bees, Yutushin and gnats or chayim. Rayuda Proter, Rayuda says you're exempt. Why, Chayne Rabuda Omer? The only chayim at time which people normally hunt and trap. People don't normally hunt and trap insects. They only hunt and trap things which are worthwhile. What? No, you don't hunt them there. Yeah, but it's not for the purpose of it's Moloch Shein Tzuchlagufi. You do in order to keep them away from it. At Tzad Chagobim, somebody hunts down grasshoppers. Betau. If it's done in a time of dew, which seems to immobilize them, makes them blind, the Mefarshim say here. I don't remember that from the Bavli, but somehow I knew that. So once they're immobilized anyway, potter. Be sure if it's hot weather, you're chayim, because in hot weather, they're mobile, and therefore if you do trap them, it's a certain time. Elazar ben Achboi, Omer says, Af b'sharov, even in time of hot weather, b'shar shemekalchin, at the time when they're plentiful, potter, you're exempt. Now that's a very interesting thing. Since I guess when the time when it's a plague, it's not going to be tzad, because tzad is when you're trapping that which is not available. Right? It's something which is not available to you, you're making it more available in some way, shape, or form. But here they're all so plentiful and available, there can be no issur of tzad. That's what he's saying. Interesting. Hatzad tzvichiyah. Somebody hunts down a lame a deer, suma a blind deer, chole a sick deer, cotton a child deer, not a deer child, potter they are exempt. Yashin chayev. However, if you hunt down a sleeping deer, you're chayev. Why? Because dumuchamitz chayev or pasul chayev. A deer is a very light sleeper. It opens one eye and closes the other. So since it's a light sleeper, so therefore it's not considered to be caught, and therefore you're chayev if you trap a sleeping deer on Shabbos. The Tanike. We learned the Rabbis like this. Oh, sorry. I'm Rabbi Anirian. Said Mutzalarug is a tira b'Shabbos. Allowed to kill a wasp on Shabbos. The Tanike. We learned this as well. What does it say? Chamish Nerogim b'Shabbos. They're five which are killed outright on Shabbos. Zvuv, a fly, Zvuv Mitzri, an Egyptian fly, which I guess is dangerous. And the Ninvite wasp, which was also dangerous. Vakrav Shemadios, the scorpion in Hadios. Menachos Shemadisrael, the snake in Eretz Yisrael. Vekelim Shemadukomokom, a rabid dog anywhere. Maisa Shenov al Nachos Beshabbos. However, there was a Maisa where a certain snake came and fell, meaning came, I guess, into civilization. And Shabbos, Vama Nafti Echad, a certain person from Nefes went for Argon and killed it. Amar Rebbe said, Pogabo Kayetzebo. The person who killed it is the snake himself. So it says, Gemara, wait a minute. Isn't there a Zuma just say it's permissible to kill them at Shabbos? So he explored, Rebbe holds it, that's only talking, he resolves it, that's only talking about when they come to them.
How are you
going to
know?
Gemara brings it down later on. Time, Rabbi Yaakov, on the road, Nochash Vakrov, some of you see this naked scorpion, Zulch Arba Amos, within his four Amos, Roya Shiamos Boy. The truth is, he should have died by their hand. In other words, in Shemayim, there was a Xerah against him. Ella, however, Shalachmav Shal Mokam Meruvim Hashem had Rachmonosani. Rabbi Shimon said, "By Medvorim Moim is much lower than only if you didn't kill them. You didn't kill the snake. Obviously, Imor God. If you killed the snake, Niru Lo, so that means Lo Niru Lo Elai Shorim. It's clear that the snake only was made visible to you in order that you should get the schus of killing it. Chomerim make Achu Ben Kachlo Niru Lo Lebischus. Chomerim say regardless has to do your schus, right?" If you were saved from them, then we saw you have a schus. If you killed them, then it means that you have a schus that you were rewarded with the capacity to kill a snake, which is a big mitzvah. Okay? It says Mark Steve, it says Shimuzos Ko'amim. Hear this, all the nations, Azino Kliosh Vichelet. Listen, all those who dwell in Chelet. Now Chelet literally means a mole, or a weasel. Sorry. Chelet is a weasel. So Rabbi Achob, Rabbi Avo, Rabbonan. Rabbi Achob, Rabbi Avo, Rabbonan. Charamar, one said, Lomu Moshe Kole Yom Goye Yom B'chuda. Okobe Yom B'chuda, why is the world called Chelet? That means everybody's a weasel? Now, truth is, we would say, yes! Hey, Chanami, everybody's a weasel. But the Gemara doesn't say that. But it says, Elvi Shekoma Sheish B'yaboshe Yesh B'yam. Everything which there is on earth, there is at sea, chutz min al-chulda. In vain chulda b'yam, there is no... There are many types of species in the sea which are not on land. But the only type which is on land, on the sea, vain chulda b'yam, there's no weasel in the sea. There ain't no sea weasel. So therefore, the land is called weasel, because weasel is... it's something which is specific to dry land. Okay? There's a whole new meaning to pop goes the weasel. The Quran Amar.
It's a strange thing to say that, basically every animal exists under the sea.
Yeah, like sea lions.
Yeah. Any eels, I'm saying.
They're what you call? They're mermaids.
You can say there's got to have some kind of weight involved.
I don't remember what they say about people. People love Dafka Sanakasha.
Those are the weasels.
The Chorona Mark, another interpretation says, is much more musurdik. Much more musurdik. Very depressing. Why all people liken to weasels? So a weasel grabs food and doesn't necessarily eat it. Sometimes it just leaves it there. What?
Stores it.
And does not know for whom it is leaving its food. So to all people of the world, they scavenge money. They leave it. They scavenge and they leave. And they do not know for whom they are leaving it, certainly not for themselves. Yitzbar, person collects, and doesn't know where we gather them in. Okay. I'm not happy. No, let's go right. Chayavov shebishuso. If you have a bird or a an animal, domesticated animal, you're a shus, hatsar and potter, and you hunt them down, you're exempt. And if you damage them, you're chayav. That's only if they're in your domain. Hoy made a bishusar, they're not your domain chayav. Rabbi Yosef said, "Oh, Adomra, this teaches us shol shem ohad, an ox which rebelled, even though it's your own ox, it's Buffy, whatever it's called. That's not a b'shabes chayim. Okay, say you had a name for it. You know the name. Buffy, Spot, whatever you call it. So Rabbi Yosef, how the Rishon Shemor that's not a b'shabes chayim." It's re-hunting on Shabbos Chayef.
What kind of TV show you're looking for?
No. No, not familiar. Rav Avdon
Sheim,
Rav Avdon said, or oaf, this is totally out of left field, but we did have in this in the Bavli, the skin of a chicken, mutzer l'chtov lo mezuzah, allowed to write a mezuzah on it, right? It's still considered to have a din of klaf. Okay. Anosin Himli B'Shabbos, one is not allowed to make salt water on Shabbos. Now, Tilmi is a very, very salty water. It's like a brine. I've also made melech, but one is allowed to make less salty water. V'tovo Bambito, you're allowed to dip your bread in it. V'noisil Tochotavshil, and you're allowed to put this salt water into a cooked dish. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, he said, no, it's all lusser. V'alo Himli Bambruvim Moethas. No matter what, it's considered to be Hilmi, so therefore it should be also regardless. What would be permissible salt water to make? Only if first you broke the power of the salt before you made the salt water. How'd you do that? Because then it's not salt water. Yeah, because salt water you'll see the humor. You'll see the humor. Wait, you'll see something cool. My ben Hilmi, my ben Meimelach. What's the difference between Hilmi and Meimelach? So Hilmi tzricha uma. It's a special craft to make this brine. And obviously, this is pickling brine. So therefore, to make it, there's a special craft, right? Ravuna Marakosha no sein lesocha melach. Meimelach ain't tzricha uma. Regular salt water doesn't require a craft. Ravuna Marakosha no sein lesocha melach mi nish reis. Ravuna said, what's the difference? Anytime you can put the salt into the water and it dissolves, zui mei melach. Vishrein and nish reis, when it's already so much it doesn't dissolve, zui hilmei. Om Rabbi Yavor, Rosa Kosh Nosu Socha Beitza, anytime you can put an egg in it, Vishokas, and it sinks, Zomei Melch. The Shana Shokas, if it rises, it's so salty, like dead seawater, Zuri Hilmei. Osim Yan Mulin B'Shabbos. One is allowed to make Yan Mulin on Shabbos. What is Yan Mulin? Rabbi Yassim B'Shem. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yain Vash Piblin, to mix together wine, honey, and peppers. Rabbi Yassim B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mutalai, be allowed to mix together, Osim Shkopi, of course, not allowed to grind them. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eshu Mishum Tarlevis Mutar, anything that has to do with mixing is okay. Shum Shchik, anything which has to do with grinding is aser. Aye, Vachlu Mishum Tarlevis on a Kamin. So why is Hilmei aser? What do you do with Hilmei? All you do is mixing. If all mixing is mutter, why can't you mix the Hilmei on Shabbos?" So it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi and Shem Barbo and Shem Yochanan said, "Shania hi hacha." Here it's different. Shigmar Melacha, making brine is the iser of. Makav patish. Yerushalmi holds this makav patish bochlin, because you're making a tool. Brine, pickling brine is a tool, and making a tool is makav patish. Okay.
The tool is a preservation liquid.
Yes, preservation or pickling liquid. Right. Same idea. Okay. Rav Avshem Rav Yochanan said, "Muta lishbar vasa l'kabitz." Now nobody understands. Everybody is mystified by this line, except Lieberman, who gives a push up shot. I don't understand why nobody else gives a try. He says, "Muta lishar" means you're allowed to break food. The kalkel is mutter by food, right? Also l'kabitz, now to collect food. What's the issue of collecting food? No, mamer, making sheaves. Fact is I think my great uncle once told me about a chidah. Chidah says if food spills on the floor on Shabbos, great head to not clean your house. It says if food spills on the floor on Shabbos, you're not allowed to clean it up. Why? Because if you sweep it up, what is that? Mamer. Okay? We're not machmer that way, but there is a sheet like that. Oh, yeah, the wives basking that one. What? If you ground garlic before Shabbos, if not fully ground, it still has to be ground some more. Also, it's forbidden to ground it more, grind it more on Shabbos. If you're just grinding it more in order to make it more oily, I guess there's some oil which was secreted and you want it to become more oily, but not to actually make it finer, muta, that's okay. We learned over there, hashum v'abosar ha-melilos. If you have garlic or unripe grapes or grain, which sharitzkim yodiyom, which you already started grinding before Shabbos began, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to complete the process after it comes dark. You can't complete the process. Now, the way you complete the process is by putting a heavy stone on them, so they get even more ground or even more pounded, right? There's only machlokes by chulin where the once you began you can end, but by hakohanim nogu b'truma k'rabbi shmo. By truma, everybody says they're allowed to continue the grinding that they started. What the Moshe says, in order not to lose the truma, because once you start grinding, if you don't finish grinding, you're ruining it, and they have to grind more makel. Karmeya says, because kohanim is reason him. Because they're dilut, they know not to, even if we allow them to grind a little bit, they're not going to fully grind it when Shabbos begins. In other words, they're going to, they're not going to do maisa b'yadayim. They're just going to leave it under the millstone. Okay, ein ochlim eiz of yovan b'Shabbos. So it's not allowed to eat Greek hyssop on Shabbos. Because healthy people don't eat Greek hyssop. You can eat yoezer. The show says abu vra, which is food which sometimes even healthy people drink. This is general principle. Any food which a person can eat as food, a person can also eat it for healing. You can drink any liquid, except for piercing liquids, the kosa ikrin, and a cup of herbs or spices, which nobody drinks in Nation Yuka unless they have jaundice. I've shown some made the claim with someone, but if you're taka drink because you're thirsty, the Vesach Shemini, you're allowed to do it. Vesach Shemini claim, you're allowed also to use oil which is made from herbs, Shalol Lefua, if it's not done for purposes of healing, because that's okay, because you're allowed to anoint yourself with oils on Shabbos. Chad bar nashol Rabbi Shimon, a certain individual asked Rabbi Shimon, bar karsano, asked Rabbi Shimon bar karsano, mamishtei krutun b'shubsa, allowed to drink krutin on Shabbos, and if you care to know what that is, look it up in the Jastro, because I have no idea. Armele, he said, in latinuk, if you're doing it for pleasure, it's mutter. In lefu, if you're doing it for healing, also. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, it's pikoch nefesh shub. V'lomin asaf lifnimu, people drink it for some sort of internal wound. And that internal wound is pikoch nefesh, because anything which happens inside the body was considered in the old days be pikoch nefesh. So as Mara, of course, what do you think, we're dummies? Except in a matter of sakana. Obviously, if it's sakana, you're allowed to drink in the Shabbos. Av ochus yoezer, lasi yoezer, puli trach v'yu, puli trach yon. Okay? Don't know what that is. Pshos abuvra, kashmua. Don't know what that is either. Rabbi Basha, Rabbi Yirmiya. Manisde, how should we learn the Mishnah? Dikrin or diklin? Which one is the proper girsa? Normally, Dikrin, he said, read it with a grace. Shein dogen samar, because they pierce the bile. That's their advantage. Rabbi Yirmiya said, lo mistabra. No, it doesn't make sense this way. Lo, meaning ella, rather dikolin. It's it should be called mei dikolin, which is palm water. Shein yeitzim mim ben shnei kolin, because you get the water between two palm trees. What is else between two palm trees, which you have in Maran Shabbos? What's between two palm trees outside Yerushalayim? What is between two palm trees on outside Yerushalayim? The opening to Gehenna. The opening to Gehenna is between two palm trees. So this water, which obviously it's a very hot place or steamy place. This water comes from a hot spring, I would assume. And that's why it's an advantageous water. It's a hot water, which is good for some bile inside the body. Okay? Shem Bar Baba Shem Rechina said, Zeshu Lochish. Some of you say an incantation on Shabbos. Now, incantations require oil. You have to use oil in conjunction with the incantation. At least this one does. Notice that Shem and Agabi Roshi put a hat, oil on top of the guy's head. For Lochish, you can say your incantation. Uvach lo yitin lo bi abikele, but he can't put the oil into your hand or to a vessel before you put it on the guy's head. Why? Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochum, and Rabbi Yana said, you can do it, but whether it's your hand, even putting in your hand, or putting in your vessel, and then putting on the guy's head. Mabineo, what's the difference between the two of them? Mi'iso. Right? He says, the question is whether, the question is Mi'iso of repugnance. Mandamar Nesim Biyad of a Kli. He says you're allowed to put it in the hand or in a vessel. Mosu holds its repugnance. Okay? It's repugnant. Manda Marnosin Shema Gabriel Enamos holds it's not repugnant. Now, what's the difference whether it's repugnant or not? So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains whether you can do it on Shabbos. If you can put the if you have to put the incantation into oil, the oil for the incantation into your hand or into the vessel before you put it in your hand, you can't do an incantation on Shabbos. Why is that? What? No. Because it's merse l'refua. Because since you put it in your hand, or in a vessel, becomes icky, so therefore it looks like you're doing it for refua. But if you pour it directly from the container onto your head or whatever part of the body you're pouring onto, then it looks like it's what? Anointing with oils. Anointing with oils is mutter. Okay? So that's in Afkamina, whether it's repugnant and therefore us or on Shabbos, because it looks like you're doing refuah, or it's not repugnant, therefore it's mutter on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yehuda said, Maaser Sheni Beinu. The difference is also whether you can do an incantation with Maaser Sheni, which you're allowed to use. You're allowed to use Maaser Sheni oil for rubbing, right? For anointing, right? But Manda, Maaser Ben Biya Ben Mekli, if he says you need to use the hand of the vessel, Maaser Sheni also, you can't do incantations with Maaser Sheni oil. Why is that? Because it's not valid and anointing. First, you're making it ma'us before you're putting it on, and therefore it looks like you're using it for a fua, which is usr, not for anointing, which is mutter. It says you can pour the oil directly on the head of a loichesh and then do the mumbo jumbo. You're allowed to use ma'itashani oil for the incantation. Rabbi Yasa said, I don't stand. It's the same parameters. Chichoma shmutzer b'Shabbos mutzer b'Maaser anything permissible on Shabbos mutzer b'Maaser Sheni. Chol shu osur b'Shabbos anything osur Shabbos osur b'Maaser Sheni. But Tai, did we learn? For example, Madicha isha atzma b'na b'yayin. A woman can rinse off herself and her son with wine. Even the Isaiah, because she's sweating on Shabbos. Yet b'truma osur by truma is forbidden. So you see, the parameters are not the same. Says Gemara, and he Maaser Sheni, Truma Maaser Sheni should be the same thing. Now the Gemara, according to the Radal, he didn't understand. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara just leaves the question dangling. The Gemara though asks, what's the maskana? Maikado, what's the maskana? What's the din? Vajloy said, B'Shabbos Kedera Shoyis B'Chol, you're allowed to make incantations and anoint yourselves with oil on Shabbos as long as you don't do it the same day you do it on weekday. We'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we have some Agadah.